Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another short little bite-sized political podcast sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Do check out the link below. Do support Quantum Hypno. And what do you think of the Green Party? I used to think the Greens were a bunch of, you know, echo loons, sort of like Greta Thunberg-y politicized types who have very little understanding of the world or indeed the climate or anything else. But I've come to view them as much more dangerous than that. They are extraordinarily woke. They're 100% globalist. And they really seem to have a problem with the concept of the nation state, which brings me to the story I want to chat to you about, because I want to talk about the Irish Green Minister, Catherine Martin, who talks of national sovereignty as being dangerous language, and which feeds into a far-right narrative. Now, this is who's in government, right? And I'm going to play you her a little excerpt from an interview she gave RTE News. Listen to this absolute loon.
The language has a lot to be answered for it, that the Sinn Féin have used this week, the language of open borders, the language of sovereignty. That is the rhetoric of Brexit, and that is feeding into a far-right narrative, and in my opinion, that is dangerous language.
So there you go. She's pretty clear in that. She says that if you're talking about open borders or indeed borders or any level of control of borders, that's far-right language, which has to be opposed. And so this is where the Green Party are, really. They think that we mustn't even talk about issues such as immigration because that is extremist, which demonstrates to me how extreme they are. And they are very extreme. And it's not just on the issue of immigration that the Green Party is seriously dodgy on. You know, get them talking. Ask any Green politician a simple question. Ask them, what is a woman? They won't be able to tell you, or certainly they're not prepared to tell you what a woman is. So on the gender wars, they're 100% opposed to restricting the definition of woman to biological women. Basically, men can be women in the eyes of the green ideologues. It's not just there. If you talk to them about, should puberty blockers be banned? Ask any green politician, should puberty blockers be banned? Which all sensible people would want. And you'll find that, again, you'll get equivocation, and they're not so keen on that. Wonder why that might be. So in the whole gender wars, the whole LGBTQ plus, the whole, all of that stuff, you know, the sexualization of children, they're seriously dodgy. Also ask them, for example, their views on abortion. At what point, if at any point, should that be permitted? And you'll find that they're pretty much right up until the point of birth, if not after it. So that's where we are with the Green Party. They're extremely dangerous themselves, and that's why they don't want to talk. They don't want you to talk about sovereignty, because that doesn't play out too well for them. Because on examination, you discover that they have basically, they want to play lip service to the notion of it, whilst opening up the borders to make sure that each of our nations becomes unrecognizable, that vast numbers of people flow in. That causes a whole slew of problems, which the Greens have got all the answers for, obviously, because their answer is to basically tax you more and to increase the size of the state at every opportunity, and to make sure that the state is taking control of your children in every imaginable area of life. That's where the Green Party are, you know. So they posture as one thing, but in actual fact, when you listen to them talk, it's very different. They are very, very radically woke. And, you know, when you look at, for example, in England, Brighton, which seems to be the epicenter of greenness in England, I mean, some serious questions have to be asked about what goes on in Brighton. There's a certain degeneracy which is also associated with the Green Party. I can remember back in about 2012 doing a BBC debate with, at that point, a Green political representative. And he was basically, even then, because they're all on board the 2030 agenda and all that, he sort of said, I said to him, you know, what you're arguing for essentially is the deindustrialization of our societies. And I said, so would you be happy living in a mud hut? That's what I said to him on air. He said, and his response is the big thing. He said, well, if it meant that we could make the environment better, yes. Now, you know, there's an indication these people are not just nihilistic. They're kind of suicidal in terms of how they will destroy our Western economies. That's why you tend not to get them in the East, because they are a manifestation of, I think, a sort of a neo-globalist Marxist communism. Something like that is where the Greens sit. And as I say, when they consider even to discuss imposing national sovereignty as being dangerous and far-right extremism, well, that tells you just how extreme they are. Thanks for listening.